Foreign workers in the wool trade. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. We've talked so much of late about the president's approach to NAFTA and immigrant labor. Well, in those reports, we have focused very heavily on the dairy industry. But Idaho, as strong as it is dairy-wise, also has a huge wool industry. Harry Solon of Solon Livestock in Letha, Idaho, runs a major sheep operation and depends on foreign labor himself. Streamlining the process to secure workers is what they hope will come out of any immigration reform by Congress.
Without foreign workers, we would be out of business, quite frankly. We can't get qualified American help. I would hope some of the rules would be streamlined so it wasn't so intensive and take so long to get guys. If I lose a guy, I'm basically out of guy until the next year because it takes me 4 to 6 months to apply and get a guy over here.
Under a new administration, wool growers in Idaho are hopeful that government will become more helpful to livestock producers.
Keep cutting back rules and regulations, number one. Make it easier to be out there on federal lands, and also definitely work on the immigration issues.
Harry's 87-year-old father, Phil, has counted a lot of sheep in his life and is still going strong.
I'm still able to do all this at 87, but I've always worked all my life, and I want to keep on working, and got to be active. I couldn't sit in front of the damn TV.
With that attitude, I'm glad I'm on radio. Sportsman Spotlight.